After all of these years, just old friends. Through the laughter and tears, old friends. What a find, what a priceless treasure.
Well, hello and good morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mouncer. My, how it is a great honor and a great privilege to be able to come right back in your home this beautiful Sunday morning to tell you the beautiful story of something to believe in. Yes, you are my friends, and I trust today that we have come together for one reason, that's to worship and magnify the Lord. So join right in with me, if you will, and let's begin to pray now that God will use this broadcast, that many will hear, many will believe, many will receive, and most of all, that God has something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. Well, let's get our broadcast started this morning by doing a song that Martha's been doing for several years, but it's a beautiful song. I love it. It says, even the valley.
I face a mountain, a trial of stone. Down in the valley, I felt so alone. Fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse, but God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher.
You know, I love the words of that song because it's true. Even the valley is higher ground. That doesn't really give the devil any entrance or any way to try to overcome us, because he's got to come through the bloodline of Jesus Christ, and the blood that sets us free is the blood that keeps us free from the power of sin. Well, we want to do this song for you. Hope you enjoy this one today. Many of you are probably going through trials. Many of you are going through a lot of problems and situations. Well, let's just put those aside. Let's not look at the problem, but let's look at the cure, and look at the cure that God gives us through the ministry and through the blessings that he bestows upon us. And this one says, I'm drinking from the saucer because my cup has overflowed. Well, I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. I don't worry about that too much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. or I'm drinking from the saucer. For my cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometime the going it gets rough. Oh, but I have a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. Now I thank God for all His blessing and His mercy He bestows. For now I'm drinking from my saucer. For my cup has overflowed. Why, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there's been times, well, when my faith must have gotten very, very thin. But you know what? It seemed like that one day, all at once, while those dark clouds moved aside and the old sun began to shine again. So Lord, help me not to grumble, help me not to complain about all the tough roads that I've had to hoe. Because now I'm drinking from a saucer. Because thanks to you, Lord, my cup is now overflowed. And if I should go on living, and if my way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy, Lord, to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed.
Yes, sir, my cup has overflowed. And I trust
yes,
today,
Lord,
that we could realize that our cup has overflowed. God has blessed us tremendously. And the good part about it, He just keeps on blessing, regardless of all the circumstances and all the situations. We're trying to put together the songs that we've sung down through the years and putting them on CD. And if you'd like to have one of those, just drop me a card or a letter. Help me with the mailing expenses if you can, and we will see that you get one. So we will be sending you out another. We trust that everything is well. We want to continue to remember all of our sick and shut-in mind. We've got so many people who are sick. We know there's a lot of problems, financial problems, and people out of work. The economy seems to be bad and everything. So we trust the broadcast will be a great uplift to you, and that's what we're here, and that's what we're all about. Well, someone requested that we do this song. It's an old song that we've been doing for several years, but it's got a great, great meaning, and I want you to give it a listen to. And maybe you're full of sorrow because of a loved one that's gone, or something's happened in your life. Then listen to this song. It says, "Tears will stop just this side of heaven."
Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain, tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares, there's a better life to come when we cross over Jordan's tide. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there, God has promised in His Word, in His presence we will ever abide. Sorrow's past, home at last, all of life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside.
Yes, sir, tears are going to stop just this side of heaven. I trust today that the broadcast has been a great, great blessing to you. Thank you for helping to support and maintain this broadcast. This is not brag, this is facts, has been very successful. We've been able to get into the homes, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, a lot of places. This broadcast is being heard on internet. You can pull us up, stbi.org. Go in there and find a lot of sermons, a lot of songs. We've been blessed in the radio ministry. We're right now on 39 different radio stations, and those are down south, as I told you before, for a small offering. They are simulcasting us there on those stations up north and different places, and you that have supported, or if you would like to help to support, or maybe your church would like to be responsible for a broadcast, if you'll contact me, we'd appreciate that. We have a couple of churches that have sponsored, and we have lost one church, but we appreciate the support that they gave down through the years. But if you feel like that you would like for your church to be involved in the outreach of the ministry, and that's what this is. We don't preach denomination. We don't bring denomination to you. We simply bring something to believe in to you. And a lot of people today need to be established in that, and that's such a great blessing to know that there is something to believe in. And I thank God that God has allowed me the privilege to tell you that there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. Well, if God did it for me, He's going to do it for you also. He's going to do the same.
Do you recall a certain chapter where Pharaoh's men were after all of Israel and made God's people flee? God found it Pharaoh's plan. The children crossed up on dry land, telling you God's gonna do the same for you and me. Well, I believe He is, while others just think He was. They suppose He did. I know He still does, and I hold it to the promise where two or three agree. God's gonna do the same for you and me. On the raging sea, he fed little sparrow, the meal in the widow's barrel. I tell you. said I'm holding to the promise. We're two and you're three. God's gonna do the same, you and me. Well, I believe he is. All of them just think he was. They suppose he did. But I don't know he does. And I'm holding to the promise. We're two and three and three. God's gonna do the same, you and me. Yes, God's gonna do the same.
Yes, sir, God's going to do the same for you and me. Well, I'm not going to be reading the scripture today. I would appreciate it, and I know that it would bless your heart if you would. But we're going to speak to you just a little bit on steps to walking with God, and this is found in Genesis chapter 6. You'd like to jot that down. Maybe you'd like to read it. Just open your Bible there and read it. You've got a little time before you get ready for church. And just kind of read this verse and listen to what it says to us. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 13, I asked the question this morning, if you would die, what would be the epitaph that would best describe your life? What a great question that is. I've always said if I can just touch somebody along the way, then my living has not been in vain. You know, my mother, God bless her heart, she was very evangelistic minded, and she always was very appreciative to what my ministry meant, and what a great blessing it was when I was a younger minister. My dad would drive me to the revivals, and he took great pride in me, and I'm not saying this boasting in myself, but my father was very proud that God had called me to the ministry. And my mother always said to me that I had the ministry that God gave her, but she wasn't allowed to do the ministry that needed to be done because she was raising a family. And my mother many times had mentioned to me, she said, you know, I wish I could be, she lived in Greensboro, North Carolina, and she said, I wish I could be closer and more involved in your churches and involved in your radio ministry. And Mom was kind of evangelistic minded, but she was a good, praying, godly mother. And also, my father was a very godly man. As a matter of fact, my dad went out one day and bought a soundtrack down in Heritage City. And he told me, he said, son, if you could record this song, and I've played it on the broadcast before, if you could record this song for me, I would certainly appreciate it. You know what his favorite song was? It's All Been Taken Care Of, Thanks to Him. And I was blessed to put that song on tape, and on the same tape, I put the song Hello Mama, and I put those two songs together, and I sent them personally to my mother and to my father. And then when my father passed away, my sisters and my mother asked me, said, can I do that song for him? Well, I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I didn't feel like I could do it live, but we did play that tape at my father's passing away, because when my father left, he left this world, and the last words I heard my father say was, now I'm going home to see my Lord. And I really believe that he went home to see his Lord. And I believe that if I could give my father and my mother an epitaph today, best would describe their life would be this, that they were godly parents and they taught me all about God. And that's very important. What simple phrase would best describe what others saw in you? You know, that's very important. We need to be more conscious to the reality of what people sees in us. I sometimes get loose with words, to be honest with you, and in my humorous way, I say things that Martha said, you ought not said that. It didn't sound right, and someone may have taken it wrong, but you know, what would describe best what others are seeing in you? I want people to see Christ in me. I want to be the Bible that they're reading. I want, when they look at me, I want them to see a Christ-like child. No, I'm not hung up on denominations. I have my own convictions. I have my own feelings. I have my own reasons for worshiping God. But you know what I'm all about? is trying to be a very special blessing to somebody else. I want to help you. I want to be able to say something that will just push those dark clouds aside. I want you to look to your hope. I want you to find your help, and you can have that hope and that help in Christ Jesus, because if I could touch somebody else along the way, then my living has not been in vain. You see, I like to tell you that we can be reconciliated back to God. How to best describe to be reconciliated back to God? The old songwriter put it in words like this: the old account was large, it was growing every day. I was always sinning, I never stopped to pay, but I went unto the Maker, and I settled it a long time ago. And I'm telling you, my friend, you're struggling with life. You're struggling with financial problems, family problems, and oh, there's so many problems that come to your life, and you're struggling with that. Why don't you take Christ on board? Why don't you take God into your life and into your affairs, and let Him lead you? Let the Holy Spirit be the guide. Let Him be the teacher that can teach you, and He can bring you to a place where that you can truthfully say that it's not I that live, but it's Christ that live within me. I firmly believe with the Apostle Paul as he spoke in 2 Corinthians verse 17 out of chapter 5. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things become brand new. And when I say all things, and when Paul says all things, that's exactly what we mean. Everything will become brand new. But you have got to allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in your life. You have got to become a vessel of honor unto God. In other words, God's got a special place for you. God's got a special plan, a special purpose for you. And you know what you need to do? You need to find that plan, and you need to find that purpose. I talked with a young man. We were in revival at Barbersville, and my, what a great revival we had there for 4 nights. And I talked to a young man who is really struggling. And this young man has a struggle that I don't want to mention the struggle that he's having. But he came to me and he said, "Pastor, I'm really struggling. I've rededicated my life. I've come back to God," and I've said, "God, I need help." And I told that young man, I said, "Find you somebody that you have confidence in and tell them you want them to be your prayer partner." And I said another thing. He said, "Well, the situation that I'm fighting and the battle that I'm fighting," I told him, I said, "that brings fear in your life." And I said, "As long as fear is there, then God can't work, because fear brings about torment." I said, "I want you to quit focusing on the problem and start focusing up on God. I want you to start thinking that you have the great physician. You have the Prince of Peace. You have the Holy Counselor. You have the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." I said, "Start thinking on these things, because these are things that will reconcile and bring you back to God." Notice he said, "And all things are of God, who hath in this world unto himself," that God was in Christ and the world was reconciled unto himself. We must live in agreement with God. We must live in agreement with God. We must stand upon the statue of God. We must live in agreement with God about His Son. His Son died for me. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He paid a price that I owed that I couldn't pay. But He said, "Father, I'll pay the price." He went to Calvary. And neighbor, if you don't hear anything else I'm saying, believe this. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. He cleanses you from guilt. He cleanses you from fear. He takes you out of that atmosphere, and He puts you in a place where God can work in your life. You must live in agreement with God concerning sin. You see, sin's your problem. Sin is the number one problem in America. Why, if America would ever face up to her sin, if you would face up to your sin, then my friend, that's the first step. You've got to admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned. All have come short to the glory of God. And you must be in agreement with God that sin is your problem. We should have the same concern for the church that Jesus had for the church. No wonder the church today is declining. And oh, by the way, God's gave me a new revelation on that. I don't talk about the church declining. I think the church is reclining. We have moved into that self-satisfying mode. We have parked ourselves in the handicap area, and we have made ourselves to become the handicapped person. Every one of us sat in our pew like we're parking in a handicapped area. You're not a handicap. The Bible said, if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. And I'm going to stand firm on that. We must live in agreement with God's Word. When all hell comes against you, get the Bible out and begin to study and to begin to read the Word of God. And you're going to find, as you read the Word of God, that God's Word is going to become truth in your life. And you're going to find some unbelievable things happen, because the Bible said all things are possible to them that will believe. So always believe that Brother Tommy is believing in God for you, and together we stand, but it's divided that we will fall. Our Father, as we come to close the broadcast today, we're so thankful that we have such a great opportunity to reach out across the airway. I don't know who's hearing the broadcast, but I know that you're using it for your glory, into the homes, through the automobiles, and the convalescent places. But Father, most of all, we're so thankful that we have the great honor and the great privilege to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We never know when our voices are going to become silent. And Lord, I cannot say enough how much I appreciate the people who have the confidence in our ministry, and Lord, who stand behind us financially every Sunday, coming into the homes and reaching out across the airway, the great miracle of faith, believing God. And Lord, I know this morning that you have touched somebody's heart, and we've tried to be honest. We've tried to just be firm and tell the gospel like it is, because that's what people need to hear today. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful that those that you've given to stand with me and myself and my wife and all my churches and all these others who have stood with me and binded our hearts together. And I know that you're working miracles in the lives of those that are hearing this morning. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you, and you'll never understand the joy that we have of singing to you and preaching to you. And I like to sometime, I told somebody this week, I like to just sometime reach out and get people by the shoulders that really need God and are going through such problems, just shake them right real good and say, hey, listen, don't you know God loves you? But you know, I can't do it that way. I've got to preach and sing and allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in the life. So I'm glad this morning that God has given me the honor and the privilege, and I'm thanking you that God has given you the finances that you can help me just kind of reach out and do the things that God has called us to do. Well, neighbor, we've got to leave the air this morning. Go to church, pray for us, write to us this week if you'd like to have a tape or anything we could do for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
What a find, what a prize.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia. Again, that's HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Or either reach us on website, stbi.org, and there you will see the website and our ministry.